Well, tonight, Auckland International Airport announces it will be split into two zones in preparation for safe travel bubbles. Chief Executive Adrian Littlewood will join us live in a few minutes, but at the same time, the Prime Minister is warning whilst it's good to be prepared, a travel bubble is some way off. It comes as the situation across the Tasman worsens, and those in the state of Victoria adjust to a new life under lockdown for the next 6 weeks at least. An 8pm until 5am curfew came into place last night as the number of infections grows to over 6,000, with more than 20 deaths over the weekend alone. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews is due to hold a press conference in the next few minutes, where he's expected to announce another 429 cases. We'll bring you the latest. But as Alex Perrottet reports, doctors are calling for more transparency on how the government is planning to battle the virus as health authorities struggle to trace the source of many hundreds of infections.
Australia's brand new Medical Association President Dr. Omar Khorshid says the public health response in Melbourne has been subpar. It comes after a horror weekend of more than 1,000 new infections and 20 deaths across the state, including, crucially, more than 700 mystery cases where health officials can't actually trace the source. Epidemiologists say it's not good enough. Professor John Matthews of the University of Melbourne says both medical professionals and the public don't even know what data the government is collecting when testing people.
The numbers that the Victorian government has reported are very hard to interpret because we have a sudden jump from 49 cases to hundreds of cases, and we don't know the context. We don't know the protocol the government's using, and so it's been very difficult.
Residents were given just a few hours' notice of the strict new Level 4 lockdown measures by Premier Daniel Andrews yesterday. A curfew from 8pm until 5am will last 6 weeks. Melbourne City lawyer Louis Supan says he had no warning the curfew was coming.
Well, it was very dead. I mean, I live near the city and, you know, before 8 o'clock, you know, people were going back home. And it's very surprising that the government, you know, said starting tonight. Usually they'll give a couple of days' notice. But, I mean, it was a recipe for disaster because people were panic buying. People were thinking, oh, no, what's going to happen with the food, with the supplies?
He says it's hard to trust the government is taking the right steps given the mistakes that many believe led to such a spike of cases.
We're doing everything. We're complying. We're wearing our masks. We're staying at home. We're not going over to people's houses. And then, you know, why is it still going up? And people are just over it. It's just, you know, we're so drained out. We've done stage three, we're doing it again, and now we're in stage four. You know, why should we suffer, like, you know, a bigger lockdown because the government can't get it under control?
There are signs some Victorians have still been disregarding the messaging, with new data on road use today showing traffic on some of the busiest roads was almost 20% higher in recent weeks than during the first lockdown. But it's the unknown data that's got doctors worried. Professor John Matthews said there would be more cooperation from Victorians if the government shared the information it's collecting and giving confidence about the standard of contact tracing.
Everyone knows it's much more difficult to do good contact tracing when you've got large numbers. There's the technical value of having extra information, but the psychological value of knowing that the Premier is prepared to acknowledge the difficulties that they've had with contact tracing, and people like honesty.
John Matthews wants to see information such as the rate of positive tests among those who have COVID-19 symptoms compared to those who are asymptomatic. He says the government has used the analogy that they're fighting a war, but he says there's a common enemy and no need to shield people from vital information. The situation is prompting other premiers to tighten up. Gladys Berejiklian in New South Wales says the situation is precarious and the next few weeks are make or break. But she stopped short of enforcing things like wearing masks and instead offered advice.
So you need to judge yourself and you should do what I do. I always have a mask in my pocket. If I feel uncomfortable about a situation, I can wear it if I feel that my social distancing is being compromised. So I recommend everybody have a mask in their pocket or in their bag. And if they feel that they're in a situation they need to wear one, they should.
With such a big state and with only 13 new cases overnight, the Premier says it's a difficult balance, with those in the border communities upset at the rules imposed on them.
When you go down to the border communities, people are angry with me because I'm being too tough and they would like to see the restrictions eased, but we are having to be tough on the borders because of the situation that faces us.
Meanwhile, South Australia is taking a much harder line, with only two confirmed new cases today. Premier Stephen Marshall is bringing back Stage 3 restrictions, limiting private gatherings to 10 and forcing bars and restaurants to keep people seated. For Checkpoint, Alex Perrottet.